Today, Be'ez Hashem begin the second parak of Masechtas Bechoras on Daf Yud Gimel. As opposed to the first parak, which dealt primarily with the halachas of Petach Hamor, the firstborn of a donkey, this parak and subsequent parakim deal with Bechor Behemet Tahira, the firstborn of a kosher animal such as a cow, goat, or sheep. It has kedushas a guf of a carbon, and must be given to a kohen who brings it as his carbon. After its offering, the meat is eaten by the kohen and his family as meat of kachim kalim. If the Bechor has a mum, a permanent blemish, it must still be given to the kohen, who may shecht it and eat it as any private chulin animal, but with some restrictions of psuli hamakdashin. Some of the topics we will learn about today include Bi'Yisrael, Avloi Ba'Acherim. If a non-Jew has even a partial ownership in the mother or the firstborn offspring, it is exempt from the halachas of Bechor. And the Mishnah discusses Uber Parase Shel Oivik Kachavim, various ways that a Jew and a non-Jew share ownership in an animal or fetus. Kinyanim, the various ways Jews and non-Jews acquire metatlan, movable objects, such as meshicha, taking possession of the animal or item, and kesef, paying for it. Halakech grutayis min oivik kachav mamatzim min avoidis kachav. Someone buys pieces of silver from an idolater and finds an idol among them, whether he can return it. Mekach tois, a sale made under an erroneous assumption. Dvarm yesh ben mishum mechusir amana. Usually one is obligated to honor his verbal commitments. HaKahanim v'Leviim, Kahanim and Leviim are also obligated in halachas of Bechorah.